Well, we've been having a lot of conversations when it comes to what is next for the Federal Reserve. And one of our next guests says, if you've got young kids, you probably know about the game Apples to Apples, but what does it have to do with the Federal Reserve? Cavalier Capital Partners Chief Executive Officer and partner Doug Sciocca will join us with some more on that. He's got about $400 million in assets under management. Also with us, and he's on the phone from Leawood, Kansas, also with us on the phone is Alan Retschafen, Chief Federal Reserve Analyst over at UBS. Doug, let me kick it off with you. You talk about the game Apples to Apples. I've got a young daughter. I know the game well. What does it have to do with the Federal Reserve?
Well, good morning, Carol. We've kind of characterized the Federal Reserve at this point in their deliberations and inconsistent communique as kind of a temperamental judge in the Apples to Apples game, is they're trying to dissect data in different fashions. And granted, we love the productive dialogue between hawks and doves, and it just seems as though whoever speaks last has the market's attention. It's created quite a bit of volatility, particularly in fixed income markets.
Well, let me bring in Alan Retschafen over at UBS. This is what you do. You just analyze what the Federal Reserve is up to or what it will be up to. What should we be focusing on, Alan?
Hi, Carol. I think that that's an excellent point, that what the last person said does influence the markets. But what I like that the Federal Reserve has been telling us, especially Stan Fisher, is that they are aware of what the markets are doing. So they are going to try to ease us into a higher interest rate environment. That higher interest rate environment may be just on the short end of the curve. And you've seen interest rates go up a lot in the past couple months, and now they're starting to pull back a little bit. So I'm not so sure that there's something dramatic on the horizon.
You don't. So what does that mean, Alan? Do you think, in terms of, let's just go cut to the chase here, we've got a meeting next week. Is it June? Is it September? Is it, as Christine Lagarde suggests, should be the first half of 2016 for a Fed move?
Right. So I think that the point that the Fed's trying to make, and with Stan Fisher also saying that, you know, he doesn't see any big crises on the horizon, mm-hmm. is that even with a slow rising interest rate on the Fed funds rate, it doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. And people are treating it like that. It's not. When you had Bernanke's taper tantrum comments in March of 2013, interest rates on the 30-year bond went from 2.83 up to almost 4%. Now we've had, since January, interest rates have gone from 225 to 321.
Mm-hmm.
But after that 396, after Bernanke started talking about tapering, the bonds went down to 225 on the 30-year bond. So I think that the point that the Fed is going to keep trying to make is that a gradual increase in short-term rates, whether that's in September or next year, does not mean that long-term rates are going to skyrocket and that people should keep calm and carry on.
Doug Sciocca, you've got $400 million in assets under management. Are your clients and your investors, are they keeping calm?
I think in general they are. I think Alan brought a very good point up, is that the range of this volatility has been reasonably tight, in the reference point being the taper tantrum and the realization that the prospect of the Fed moving off this extraordinarily accommodative monetary policy is not binary. I do think that the Fed wants to express its independence in thought, but when Christine Lagarde in her communication last week urged, so to speak, the Fed to wait into 2016, I think it underscores just how delicate and intertwined sort of the global economy is right now. I do think that the Fed is asking for investors' trust. I think the investors then need to verify by the reaction of the market the progression and the trajectory of those rate increases. And I would say, by and large, people are not freaking out in so much as we still are at extraordinarily low levels. I think cost of financing are still very attractive to incentivize investments. We've had for a while, which we have shared with clients, that the actual law of diminishing returns on the efficacy of this Fed policy has been exceeded. Right? We're not seeing an elevation of loan demand. People are not saving less because at this point rates have stayed so low for so long. So I think a move is in the best interest of the investor and the economy, but slow and low, I think, is probably going to be some of the guiding force behind the Fed's movement.
Having said that, just quickly, Doug, I mean, though you do think the Fed will raise rates in the not-too-distant future, and it could be before
Correct.
The end of this year, and you think that would be a good thing?
I do. I actually think they're very anxious to do it. I think yeah. Janet Yellen, I support her decision making. I think she inherited a very difficult task, and she has been true and consistent, and I think in that spirit would like to raise rates in the not too distant future.
Hey, Alan, just saved about 30 seconds for you. I mean, is it wrong for the Fed to kind of almost have a triple mandate, it feels like, you know, watching the labor market, watching inflation, but also watching the financial markets?
The Fed's job is to keep people happy in this country, and that is affected through this dual or triple mandate, as you call it. Their job is to keep people calm, to keep the markets functioning, and right. to keep interest rates at reasonable levels.
Alan, 10 more seconds. Are we ready for a higher rate environment, though, in terms of fixed income investors who've been spoiled by, what, 3 decades of gains?
If people listen to what the Fed is actually saying as opposed to what they think that they would like to hear in what the Fed's saying, then they can stay calm, become Fed-wise, and be comfortable with their investments.
Alan Rickshafen of UBS, Chief Federal Reserve Analyst, and Doug Scioca, CEO at Caver Capital Partners, here on Bloomberg Radio. Thank you.